Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Data Analysis in Microsoft Excel. Deliver awesome analytics in three easy steps, using VL lookups, pivot tables, charts, and more, by Alex Holloway, Positions. Excel as an accessible analytics tool for people who need results without learning complex software. The book centers on a practical, repeatable workflow that moves from organizing raw data to extracting meaning and presenting insights clearly. Rather than treating Excel as a collection of disconnected features, it frames commonly used capabilities such as lookups, pivot tables, and charts as parts of a single process you can reuse for sales reporting, operations tracking, finance summaries, and day-to-day decision support. Readers can expect guidance on cleaning and structuring datasets, building reliable calculations, and turning tables into visuals that make patterns easy to spot. The emphasis is on speed, clarity, and confidence. How to avoid common spreadsheet errors, how to choose the right tool for the job, and how to communicate findings so others can act on them. It is especially relevant for professionals who live in spreadsheets but want more consistent analytic output. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, step one, prepare and structure data for analysis. A strong Excel analysis starts with data that is clean, consistent, and shaped for the questions you need to answer. This topic focuses on turning messy exports and copied reports into a format Excel can reliably summarize. Readers learn why structured tables, consistent headers, and stable data types matter, and how small issues like extra spaces, mixed state formats, or numbers stored as text can break formulas and distort totals. The book's process encourages separating raw data from reporting layers, then using sorting, filtering, and basic transformations to standardize the dataset. It also highlights the importance of defining the grain of the data, such as one row per transaction or one row per customer, so summaries are meaningful. Good preparation includes removing duplicates when appropriate, spotting blanks that should be zeros, and ensuring categories use the same spelling and capitalization. By building a tidy dataset first, later steps like lookups and pivot tables become faster and less error-prone. The core message is that analysis is not only about formulas and charts, it is about creating a trustworthy foundation so every metric, trend, and visual reflects reality. Secondly, step two, combine data with VLOOKUPs and related functions. Many real-world questions require pulling details from multiple sources, such as joining sales lines with a product list or linking employee IDs to department names. This topic covers how Excel lookups can connect datasets and enrich analysis without manual copy and paste. The book emphasizes VLOOKUP as a widely used starting point and explains how to think in terms of keys, tables, and return columns. It also addresses common pitfalls like mismatched IDs, approximate versus exact matches, and broken references when columns move. Readers are guided to adopt habits that make lookups more durable, such as using structured references, locking ranges, and validating results with quick checks. Beyond basic retrieval, the topic typically expands into using lookup logic to categorize data, assign pricing tiers, map regions, or tag records for reporting. Where relevant, it contrasts VLOOKUP with alternatives like INDX and MATH or newer lookup options available in modern Excel, helping readers choose the simplest method that fits the version they use. The overall aim is to make data relationships explicit and repeatable, so analyses can scale from a few rows to thousands without falling apart. Thirdly, step three, summarize insights. Using pivot tables and pivot charts, pivot tables are presented as the fastest way to transform detailed rows into business-ready summaries. This topic explains how to build a pivot table from a properly structured data set, then use fields for rows, columns, values, and filters to answer common questions. Readers learn how to group dates into months or quarters, compare categories side by side, and drill down from totals to underlying records when something looks unusual. The book's approach highlights that pivot tables are not just for totals, they are for exploring patterns, testing hypotheses, and iterating quickly as stakeholders ask follow-up questions. Key concepts include choosing the right aggregation, managing subtotals and grand totals, sorting by value to spot top contributors, and using slicers or report filters to create interactive views. Pivot charts extend the same logic into visuals, allowing trends and comparisons to be seen at a glance. The emphasis is on building reports that refresh cleanly when new data arrives, rather than recreating work each week. By mastering this step, readers can produce consistent summaries for performance tracking, variance analysis, and segmentation with far less manual effort. Fourthly, communicate results with effective charts and dashboards. Analytics only matters when people understand it and act on it. This topic focuses on turning outputs from formulas and pivot tables into visuals that communicate quickly and accurately. The book guides readers to match chart types to questions, line charts for trends, bar charts for category comparisons, and simpler visuals when clarity is the priority. It emphasizes reducing clutter, using consistent scales, and labeling appropriately so charts do not mislead. Readers learn how to build a lightweight dashboard that combines key metrics, a few core visuals, and interactive controls such as filters or slicers. The goal is not decoration, but decision support, highlighting changes over time, identifying exceptions, and showing what is driving results. Practical considerations include organizing a dashboard layout, keeping colors purposeful, and making sure visuals update when the underlying data refreshes. The topic also encourages building a narrative with the data by focusing on a small set of indicators and showing context, such as prior period comparisons or targets. By the end, readers can present insights in a format that suits meetings, emails, and recurring reports. Lastly, quality control, productivity, and repeatable reporting. As spreadsheets grow, the biggest risks become errors, inconsistencies, and slow workflows. This topic addresses how to keep analysis reliable while working faster. The book encourages building repeatable templates, separating inputs from calculations, and using simple checks to validate results. Readers learn to watch for common failure points, such as hard-coded numbers, copied formulas that shift unexpectedly, and totals that change when filters are applied. A disciplined workflow includes documenting assumptions, using consistent naming, and creating a refresh process for new data. Productivity also comes from choosing the right tool in Excel for each task, formulas for row-level logic, pivot tables for aggregation, and charts for communication. Where appropriate, the topic can extend to using conditional formatting to surface anomalies, data validation to prevent bad inputs, and structured tables to make ranges dynamic. The overarching aim is to move from one-off spreadsheet work to a dependable reporting system that can be reused weekly or monthly. This makes Excel feel less fragile and more like a lightweight analytics platform, enabling readers to deliver results with confidence even under time pressure. In conclusion, this book is best for students, analysts, coordinators, managers, and small business owners who rely on Excel and want a clear path from raw data to usable insight. If you frequently receive exports from other systems, struggle to merge lists, or spend too long building recurring reports, the three-step framework helps you standardize how you work. The benefit to a reader's life is practical and immediate: faster reporting, fewer spreadsheet mistakes, and stronger communication of findings to colleagues or clients. By focusing on core Excel capabilities like lookups, pivot tables, and charts, it supports the skills that appear in many job descriptions and can raise confidence in meetings when numbers are questioned. Compared with broader Excel encyclopedias or highly technical analytics texts, this book's value is its workflow orientation. It emphasizes a small set of widely applicable tools and shows how they connect, which is often what busy professionals need more than feature lists. It is also worth buying relative to general business analytics books because it stays grounded in Excel execution, helping you produce deliverables, not just understand concepts. Readers who want actionable structure in Excel will find it a solid investment. If you would like to support Alex Holloway, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.